Good morning and welcome one and all to Destiny, the open door, and our spiritual life teachings on this day in which God has made. Let us all rejoice in this blessed moment as we inhale all the cares of life into our being and world, the breath of life, pausing for a moment to hold the breath of life, and exhaling out all of the struggles of yesterday. Release it into the light now. Into the light, into the light, into the light. Release and let go of all that which is not internally good for you. Let us all be mindful of the breath of life within our beings, because with it comes the joy to want to continue on living, being able to breathe, and thanking all of heaven for this day, a day of grace and thanksgiving. Let us just bask in that appreciation of life on today for a moment. We will go into our short preamble covering our decree session. Then we will go into the spiritual guidance prelude for the day, ending it on a good note with our prayer, our affirmations, and the closing remarks by myself. In the name of our beloved, mighty, I am presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light. The beloved Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, Archei Mother Mary, Elohim Cyclopia, and Lady Compliment Virginia, beloved Jesus and Maha Chohan, Archangel Michael, protect us in the God qualities of protection. Archangel Raphael, send forth the God rays of healing now, in the supply of God of 1,000 suns. ones, so that each one continues in the service of humanity, and especially of ourselves, in order to make the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us and quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour as we enter into that moment of silence with presence. Elohim Peace, Saint Germain, and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the temple of the precipitation and the temple of the ascension. Come. Come, come, come. In your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing, and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. And our decree declaration for today is: the healing contemplations. Let us look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 for a second. And it states, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." That is so poignant to the message on today, because you must have faith of a mustard seed to continue your walk in Christ. Believing God within you and God above is always present and able to assist you. That is your reward. Hallelujah. Yes. So let us go into this decree declaration on today. I am the Christ presence within me, drawing me through the magnetic power of its love into the full realization and acceptance of my divinity. I do now abide within that presence, and I am its full manifestation of perfection right now. My mortal consciousness is now centered within the sacred fire within my heart. And there I am at one with the divine concept of my own perfection, which shall now be made manifest through me. The sacred fire within my heart is now expanding with full power in all its beauty and perfection. Through every center within my body, I shall now attain full use and mastery over all and the inner faculties and their centers of force within me. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. And our spiritual guidance of the prelude for today is: coming out of the book Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Baird T. Spalding, Volume 1, page 21 to 23. Luke chapter 1 verse 37 states, "For with God nothing will be impossible. For with God nothing will be impossible." Let us just breathe on that for a moment. Let us bask in that right now. For with God, nothing will be impossible. All things are possible. All things are possible. I never shall forget my feelings as I saw each of those 12 men step from solid ground upon the running water. I held my breath, expecting, of course, to see them plunge beneath and disappear. I found afterwards that that was the thought of all our party. At the time, I think each of us held his breath until they were all past midstream. So astonished were we to see those 12 men walking calmly across the surface of the stream without the least inconvenience and not sinking below the soles of their sandals. When they stepped from the water to the further bank, I felt that tons of weight had been lifted off my shoulders. And I believe this was the feeling of every one of our party. Judging from the sighs of relief as the last man stepped ashore, it certainly was an experience that words fail to describe. The seven belonging to our party returned for lunch. While the excitement was not so intense at the second crossing, every one of us breathed more freely when the seven were safe ashore again. Not one of our party had left the bank of the stream that forenoon. There was very little discussion regarding what we had witnessed. So engrossed were we with our own thoughts. The second day, the company was toiling up the steep side of a mountain with the hot sun pouring down upon us when our chief, who had said but little during the last 2 days, suddenly remarked, "Boys, why is it that man is obliged to crawl and grovel over this earth?" We answered in chorus that he had voiced our thoughts exactly. He went on to say, "How is it if a few are able to do the things we have seen accomplished, that all men cannot accomplish the same things. How is it that man is content to crawl? And not only content to crawl, but is obliged to do so. If man was given dominion over all things, he was certainly given power to fly above the birds. If this is his dominion, why has he not asserted this dominion long ago? The fault must certainly be in man's own mind. This must all have come about by man's own mortal concept of himself. He has only been able, in his own mind, to see himself crawling. Thus, he has only been able to crawl. Then Jast took up the thought and said, "You are perfectly right. It is all in man's consciousness. He is limited or unlimited, bound or free, just as he thinks. Do you think that the men you saw walk across the stream yesterday to save themselves the inconvenience of this trip are in any way special creatures or special creations any more than you are? No, they are not created in any way different from you. They do not have one atom more power than you were created with. They have, by the right use of their thought forces, developed their God-given power. The things you have seen are accomplished in accord with definite law, and every human being can use the law if he will. Located in this village was the healing temple. It is claimed that only words of life, words of love, and words of peace have been given expression in this temple since its erection. And the vibrations are so potent that nearly all who pass through the temple are instantly healed. It is also claimed the words of life, love, and peace have been used and sent out so long from this temple, and the vibrations emanating from them are so strong that should words of inharmony and imperfection be used at any time, they would have no power. We were told that this is an illustration of what takes place in man. If he would practice sending forth words of life, words of love, words of harmony, and words of perfection, he would in a short time not be able to utter an inharmonious word. John 1:40 states, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Yes. We attempted to use inharmonious words and found in each instance that we could not even utter them. This temple was the destination of those of the company who were seeking healing. It is the custom of the masters who are in the vicinity to congregate at this village at certain intervals for a season of devotion and instruction to those who wish to avail themselves of the opportunity. The temple is dedicated entirely to healing and is open to the people at all times, as it is not always possible for the people to reach the masters. The masters encourage the people to go to the temple for healing. This is the reason they do not heal those that congregate for the pilgrimages. They accompany the pilgrims to show the people that they are no different than themselves, that all have the same God-given power within. I suspect that when they crossed the river that morning, they did it to show that they could rise above any emergency, and that we should also rise above any emergency. In places not accessible to this temple, all who come to the masters for help are greatly benefited. Of course, there are the curious and those who do not believe, that do not seem to receive any help. We witnessed a number of assemblages of from 200 to 2,000 people, and all those desiring healing were healed. A great many told us they were healed by declaring silently that they desired to be made whole. I will repeat that. A great many told us they were healed by declaring silently that they desire to be made whole. We had the opportunity to observe a large number of those healed at different times, and we found that about 90% of these healings were permanent. While all the healings in the temple seemed to be permanent, it was explained that the temple is a concrete thing located in one place, representing the God Center, the Christ in the individual. Just as all churches should typify this God or Christ center in the individual, and that it is always accessible to those desiring to go there, they could go to the temple as often as they chose and stay as long as they wished. The ideal is thus formed in the minds of those who come to it, and the ideal becomes fixed in mind. Emil said, right here comes the suggestion that has led to the idolatry of the past. Men sought to grave in wood or stone, gold, silver, or brass, the image of that which they idealized, but any idol can only imperfectly picture the ideal. The image the idol is no sooner formed than man become conscious that the ideal surpasses the idol, and they are shown that they must gaze upon love and idolize for themselves that which they wish to bring forth from within, instead of graving an idol, an outer form of the ideal they would express. A later form of idolatry is to idolize the personality of the one who expresses our ideal. We should idealize the ideal which he expresses and not the personality which expresses it. This is true even of so great a person as Jesus. Thus, Jesus chose to go away when he saw the people were idealizing his personality instead of the ideal which he represented. They sought to make him their king, only realizing that he could supply them with every outer need, not recognizing that they within themselves had the power to supply their every need, and that this they must do as he himself had done. He said, "It is expedient that I go away, for if I do not go, the Comforter will not come." Meaning that as long as they looked to his personality, they would not recognize their own powers, for they must look within their very selves. Another may teach or tell you, but you of yourselves must do the work. For if you look to another, you build the idol instead of bringing forth the ideal. Yes. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of these words. And our prayer, invocation, and supplication for the hour is, in the name of the mighty beloved, I am presence within me. We call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. Our beloved Chohan and ascended Master of Light, beloved Hilarion, who is overlighted in the area of Crete, Greece, which is an etheric retreat. He brings forth to the planet the precipitation of God, and in this manner of God's precipitation, we are assured the qualities of life that are projected down to Mother Earth in the areas of truth, the supply of God, consecration, and God's healing for the planet and that of all creation to bless all life on this planet. We know that this is inevitably what the changes that we see happening in and around the entire planet is going through. That there is a change happening as we enter a new cycle wherein the permanent illumination is being formed and fashioned in our midst as the divine perfection. we may not be able to wrap our heads around the workings of the new earth, but as the cyclical nature of the planetary body shifts into a morphic new cycle, whereby the volcanoes erupting, tornadoes are forming, the speed of life and the intensity of this evolutionary system is accelerating. The activities of the healing flame will be directed toward the dissolving of the inner causes within each individual. This will result in certain maladjustments in the mind and body system. We know that it is the divine law operating to make change happen as the science discovery is beginning to realize that the physical and mental disorders are due in part to unseen emotional causes, which rest within the consciousness of those concerned, sometimes buried beneath the reach and memory of the individual's personal identity. There will be an increase of illumination flowing from the fifth ray band of light. These legions have been awaiting the opportunity to bring to the healing professions, who are honest and earnest people, as the light of new understanding is initiated, and will also require religion, all religion and science, to come together toward a forward progress in the advancement toward freedom, which has been promised to all of mankind. I ask that God and all of the fifth ray legions of light, the medical assistance team, and Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Uriel bring to the planet now the healing that is required to usurp all that was intended to remove those individuals of this planet due to the dark forces operating and maliciously attacking all. We ask those blessed ones to shine the light on dis-ease, pain, illness, and any part of life that are going through in the body system on today. The necessary new advancement in science to assist with the processes of alleviating any and all disease and illness that are currently plaguing the body system. We know in our teaching of the Ascended Masters that every organ and cell within the physical mechanism has a vibratory action of its own, separate and distinct from the vibratory action of its neighbors. Within the inner bodies, there are certain centers that vibrate in unison with these physical organisms. Certain mental and emotional distortions within the inner bodies affect the physical mechanism in a discordant manner, so that the inner vehicles must be harmonized and purified in order to have a permanent relief and release from maladjustment of the outer self. When these inner causes are removed from the consciousness by illumination of the outer mind, the purification of the inner bodies and the cooperation of the personal self, each one will find the distressing effect in the physical organism dissolved and dropping away. I ask for the changes to be made manifest as humanity is introduced to the new advancements that will not affect our DNA, will not change the way in which we do things, will not cause any side effects or effects that will somehow alter our genetic blueprint. We need an upgrade to the current structure only as we are all light beings and we would like our bodies to be filled with the light of God, radiating and shimmering in the day and night. I ask for the healing of each one now. Fill us, oh fill us with the divine love, divine joy, divine strength, the divine healing, supply of God of 1,000 suns, the divine truth, consecration, the divine mercy and grace of the divine God qualities resting and abiding in my soul and all recalcitrant souls on this earth right now who want to be so blessed and stimulated with the light of God indwelling within each of us to continue on with the forward progress of our divine sonship and our divine daughtership of the Christ principle in each one. Almighty I am, Almighty I am, Almighty I am. Let us soak all of that up right now. As we pause to allow these great beings into our space and realm at this time. All right, now. We thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for answering this, our every call to you. We thank the benevolent beings of light who have come in our space, in our realm, to assist us in the healing of our minds, our bodies, souls, and spirits on today, as they are comforting all of us in the light of God that is. It is so done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. And our affirmation for today is, I am Divine Healing One. I am Divine Healing One. I am Divine Healing One. And our closing remarks is this. The nervous system of the body was provided to carry pure light from the I Am Presence to sustain the various organisms and to motivate them according to the direction of the higher mind, which is the Holy Christ Self. The medical science will attest to the fact that the brain centers directs impulses of energy through the nervous system, which precede all activities, conscious and unconscious. When the impulses from the brain are blocked by contracted nerve channels or injured nerves, the body ceases to function perfectly in the particular area where such blockage occurs. Why? Because the light, which is life, is the only animating and motivating power in the universe. And if the channel through which it passes does not remain open for one reason or another, the light in that portion of the body, organ, limb, or cell steadily decreases, having no feeding station from which to draw. What is needed? A sincere call to your own God presence, the mighty I Am, will reveal in the privacy of your own heart the conditions of the mental, emotional, and etheric body, which are responsible for the damage. You must go inward. In the name and authority of your own beloved I Am Presence, command that discord to cease. That discord is merely impulses of vibration, which are like the clashing of cymbals in a destructive manner. Command such discord to cease in your bodies and in those of all mankind. In this way, you could rebuild any faculty organ into perfect health in a matter of hours, days, weeks, or months, according to your specific capabilities and concentration. Blessings and love to you all. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. These are the teachings of the Ascended Masters. And most of the journals in which I read, I research an awful lot to bring to each one that which is needing a dose of medicine, a dose of enlightenment, and our spiritual teachings of all of the ascended host who are here with us. They have walked the earth with us. They are asking us to just allow for them the entrance into the realms of silence of you, because your mighty I Am presence is there operating. That is God who individualized himself. That is the Holy Comforter that he promised he would be ever present within you, abiding within you, radiating within you the light of God that never fails us. And so with that, this is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door in Our Spiritual Life Teachings, signing off. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God always remains present. And may you have always the divine healing, the divine supply of God of 1,000 suns, the divine truth that needs to be revealed in your life, and the consecration that is necessary to enter into that realm of silence, to bring forth your mighty I Am presence always. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Saviot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. Thank you for your support of Destiny, the Open Door, and our Spiritual Life Teachings.